Here comes C.J. Anderson running behind a wall of blockers. C.J. is on the loose. C.J. with one to beat. Down the sideline. C.J. Anderson to the house. Denver wins it.
Welcome back to In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. This, of course, is not Coach Kubiak. It is C.J. Cortrell Javon Anderson. C.J., you're back, man. You're a second half of the year type player, right? You got it going last year this time of year. How'd it feel to kind of get back? A couple touchdowns, 100-plus yards.
It's always fun, you know. It feels good just to execute, you know, and finally get in the rhythm and get going. And just excited about that and just keep pushing from here.
What's been different maybe the last couple weeks with the run game? Seems like you guys have kind of really found your stride, so to speak.
I think we execute better. You know, me and Ronnie has executed in the backfield, finding the cuts. Not trying to say we weren't doing that in the beginning of the year, but, you know, I think we're getting confidence, knowing the system a lot better, too. And then up front, you know, those big guys up front, they're starting to, you know, create big holes in little lanes, giving us something enough to work with so we can use our abilities.
Well, again, AFC Offensive Player of the Week, always a nice honor. 7.5 yards per carry for you last game. I want to show that game-winning run against New England, a 48-yard run. Turn around, take a look, and kind of tell me why you were able to have so much success on this run.
Those two blocks right there, man, Ryan and Matt, you know, they got out there and they was moving as fast as they could and put me one-on-one with the safety. And, you know, I was cutting up, being physical all day, just pounding and pounding and pounding the defenders. And then I got a chance to be on 30, and, you know, right there he just looked like he really didn't want to tackle me. So it makes it easy. And then after that, you know, just fly into the end zone.
When you see big guys of that size get downfield and, I mean, 8, 10, 12 yards deep and throwing big chop blocks like that, it's going to be reassuring.
It has to be. You have to look at it and go, man, this guy has a chance, you know. For Matt and Brian right there to get through that big old hole, I mean, if I couldn't get through, I shouldn't be sitting in this chair talking to you.
We're looking at this video. The snow's on the ground. You guys have had two straight weeks now. You're in Chicago, freezing cold temperatures there. You're at home playing in the snow against New England. Next up you go to San Diego. Game time temperatures, by the way, expected to be in the mid-70s. Look, you're a California guy. You got a little smile. You're looking forward to maybe getting back in some sunshine?
Back, you know, get away from this wind, a couple cold, you know, get back to you ain't got to worry about putting on layers or, you know, throwing on Vaseline and warm skin and just go out there and play football.
What is it about the Chargers defense? They're giving up, I think, a league worst 4.97 yards per carry to opposing running backs. You kind of light up when you hear that stat?
Yeah, but we know they're better than that. You know, they're on the field. Their defense on the field a lot. You know, they play with a lot of effort. You know, they got some good players over there. So, and it's a divisional game. I mean, since I've been here, I've never just blew out the Chargers, and, you know, we're done by the third quarter. I've never had that. So, you know, it's going to be a tough division opponent, and we just got to go out there and take care of business.
Of course, on the other side of the football, Phillip Rivers, always fiery,
always
animated.
Fiery. He's a great competitor. He's a great competitor, and, you know, of course he wants to beat us. So, you know, if he can spoil us, that's something he wants to do. So he's definitely going to go out there and try to throw it all over the lot on our guys.
You are a California guy, not from San Diego, so to speak, but getting back to your home state, is it just kind of a nice feeling?
That's always good. It's always feel good to play home. You know, it's a little bit different than the Bay Area, of course, but when you get a chance to play home, your family comes down, you got family and friends who drive down to come see you, so that's always fun.
I know your family's big and supportive of your career. You had the two touchdown footballs last week, and it sounds like at least one of those, the game winner is going to...
One's going to mom, and then the other one's going to granny, so they'll be excited when
Mama's
they get a chance
granny's
to get
boy.
It.
nothing wrong with that, man. Look, your football season is kind of picking up this time of year, I know, but I can't let you leave without asking about your bowling game. Do we got the perfect game yet?
Not yet, but I've still been in the lanes. I try to go every Friday, so just continue to keep bowling. And it's mental. I mean, one of these days it'll come.
These days it's
I mean,
happen.
I've been close.
I know you have.
Twice. Three times, actually. I've been close three times, so... You know, you just got to pop it one time. After you know, when you go nine straight strikes and then, you know, you're in the 10th frame and you give up one, you go, man, I don't even want to bowl no more.
Right.
But that makes the goal keep chasing. It makes it fun.
All right. Stay at it, man. Stay at the football thing, too. It's working out pretty well for you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And Coach will be back in just a few minutes. But for now, let's go back to studio where Raul is standing by with this is Broncos Country.
Thanks, Nick. Broncos safety David Bruton Jr. was named the club's Walter Payton Man of the Year this week for his commitment to community service. In this week's This is Broncos Country, brought to you by Mike Shaw Subaru, Cammy Carmen explains how Bruton's own foundation has given him new purpose and how the Broncos culture has always encouraged athletes to be more than just a football player.
On any given off day, you might catch David Bruton dancing for the NFL's Play 60 program.
There's rarely an appearance that I haven't made.
Good job.
Scooping cranberry sauce while helping prepare Thanksgiving meals.
Why not give back a blessing in some way, shape, or form?
I can give this to my sister.
You could, but you also have to read it too.
Or donating books to Denver school kids.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
On the field.
Pass deflected and intercepted by David Bruton.
Bruton is the longest tenured Denver Bronco on this roster, and community service has always been a priority.
Us as football players, we're also sons and fathers and, you know, brothers and stuff like that, and we just give forth that effort that we put towards our family, towards the community, just giving back.
Why is the Denver Bronco so adamant about reading?
Bruton goes all in.
I want my hand and my stamp on it personally.
What book are you looking for?
In April, he started Bruton's Books, a foundation committed to childhood literacy by supporting reading programs and initiatives and giving away lots of books.
Never did I think that it would turn around so quickly and have such a huge impact.
So guys, what's going on?
He's not alone. From Vaughn's Vision.
Oh, those are cool.
You ready? What y'all want?
To shopping sprees with Chris Harris Jr., the Broncos are committed to community.
We do have this platform, so I think it's on each one of us to really, you know, reach out, be, you know, moguls in the community, be, you know, great men.
David Bruton and the other players who wholeheartedly give their time and money to charity isn't just affecting change in the community. It's also a call to action inside the building in the Broncos locker room.
To see what guys have really been doing in the community, it makes you want to do more. Made me want to do more service because I'm like, I want to be that guy. I want to be like Brute, you know, somebody that's so impactful in the community.
The Broncos have been paying it forward for a while.
Wesley Woodyard was that guy for me, you know, always telling me, hey, make sure you get out and do this. Are those the two you're going with, sweetheart?
As the Broncos' Walter Payton Man of the Year, Bruton will compete with 31 other NFL players for national recognition. But he already has a big win.
It's great that we're making a difference, and that's the biggest thing. I just wanted to do something that's personal to me and make a difference.
Cammie Carmen.
Good job, good job.
Fox 31 Denver.
Great stuff, Cammie, as always. Still ahead on In the Zone, Coach Kubiak sits back down with Nick to talk division rival San Diego, plus the latest on the Broncos injury front. Who's out and who's in? That's next.